fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The prepper tip of the day is to inventory, check for readiness, and fit all your field gear, fill in any gaps. Now is the time to do that. Yes, this is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class rifle and pistol training, I sort of say competition, and also advanced first aid training to deal with gunshot wounds and other serious injuries. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. There is an excellent video there to teach you how to properly, and I emphasize properly, clean your rifle. And, of course, the telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a caller here. We've got James in Oklahoma. Good morning, James.
It's Joe.
Joe, excuse me.
Yes, that's all right.
Sorry, Joe. Go ahead. James was
before you. Two quick comments. I've missed a lot of the last hour, but I got part of the first lead in by Sam. And I want you to know, Bud, I'm on your team. I am
Thank
on
you.
Your team. And the caller that called in about storing magazines, ammunition, et cetera, what I do, and not everyone's able to do this, but if you have access to a dry nitrogen cylinder, is to those bags that you're talking about, putting these items in and sealing up, if you'll fill those with dry nitrogen gas before they're sealed,
That is inert,
and you have, because there's very few items that won't bleed atmospheric air due to atmospheric changes, and if you have dry nitrogen gas in there and it's full of it, there's very little moisture is going to get in there over time. And the other thing is, too, if you store grains and whatever in 5-gallon buckets, you can stick a probe into the bottom of that and bleed in your dry nitrogen gas, and you will not have any insect problems forever.
Joe, I got a question for you. Is there a difference between nitrogen, dry nitrogen gas and any other nitrogen gas?
Well, that's what I've always called it. We use it in filling aircraft struts, tires, et cetera, et cetera. instead of using just compressed air. A lot of people use compressed air, but there's always moisture in compressed air. And nitrogen gas that you buy in a high-pressure cylinder vessel is dry. There's no moisture in it.
Well, that's the reason I ask, because I've been using nitrogen gas for decades, and I've always just heard it called nitrogen gas, and I never heard it called dry nitrogen gas before. But we're basically talking about the same thing, aren't we, sir?
I think we are.
Okay, fantastic.
But good program, and like I say, Sam, bud, I'm on your team.
Well, thanks for the call, Joe, and it's a great tip. You know, if you have, we use nitrogen in race tires because it doesn't expand when the temperature of the tire goes up as much as standard atmospheric air. A lot of people don't, if they don't have a science background or they don't weld or they don't work with gases, they don't realize that the air you breathe is about 78% nitrogen and it's about 21.6% oxygen and about 0.4% trace elements, methane, argon, you name it, different gases. And when you get pure nitrogen in a tire, it expands about half as much as the temperature rises and falls compared to standard air. And if you can get it into your optics, your windows, your food, your things you're storing, it changes the way humidity acts. Your scopes don't fog, your food lasts longer, your metal parts don't rust. But spraying them down with oil and sealing them up so that oxygen can't get to them, or purging the container with nitrogen, all of those things are going to help tremendously.
It also works good in motorcycle tires too.
It does. That's what I race. Yep. And we've been doing that. You know who taught me that was the guy that ran Team Suzuki back in the 80s. And I saw this tank, and I'm like, that looks like a nitrogen tank. And I said, Bill, what are you doing with the nitrogen tank? He says, that's what we fill our tires with. And that was the beginning of my education about nitrogen and tires back in 1986.
Hope that helps. Again, I'm on your side. I'm ready for it too, bud.
Great call, Joe.
We're canning potatoes this morning.
Joe, we want to thank you for your support of RBN also. It's very much appreciated.
Hey, I love y'all.
Thank you, Joe.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. I use nitrogen in the tires on my town car also, Sam. It does help. It does help.
You know what I love about guys like Joe?
What's that?
They're the reason the tyrants never win. I'm just telling you. It's guys like Joe that are the exact reason the tyrants can't win.
Well, I've been living here in the Ozarks now for 21 years, and my hillbilly neighbors, they may have rusty pickup trucks, they may have dirt in their boots, but they know stuff. They know how to do workarounds no matter what kind of goofy thing happens with these computer-run devices. They know how to do workarounds. And you don't want to mess with these hillbillies, do you?
Let me tell you something. When a guy works on a farm or a ranch or owns his own welding business or has these sort of hardcore, have-to-know-how-to-make-things-work type jobs, and they do that for decades, guess what? Their friends are like them.
That's right.
They share information. They talk all the time. They know all the tricks, all the workarounds. You know, I have a buddy that pulls tractors. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of these high-end guys that pull in the Outlaw Professional Series, they got these 3,000 to 5,000 horsepower pulling tractors. And a lot of these guys, they buy these custom-made engine blocks and these custom-made heads and these expensive custom ground crankshafts and all this stuff. Well, my buddy says, well, I just pulled an International Harvester crank out and we ground down the journals to offset it, crease the size to 600 cubic inches, We've never broken a crank. These handmade cranks break all the time. You know, if you're an engine builder,
I know,
and you look at it, you think about what he just said, you're just like, wow.
Well, there's another competition where they drive these trucks through mud and really deep mud. And my hillbilly neighbors build these trucks. It's amazing. You can look at these and you can tell instantly that everything came out of a scrapyard. There's nothing store-bought. Welded together. The floor of the truck where you sit is about 8 feet off the ground, literally, not figuratively.
Yes.
So where you're sitting is about 10 feet off the ground, and where your head is about 12 to 13 feet off the ground. With all these parts that came out of a salvage yard, it's just absolutely amazing, isn't it?
It really is. Human beings are amazing, and their heart and will is amazing. And tyrants never account for the God-given heart, will, and motivation of his creation, and that's why they always lose.
Roger that. Roger that. Absolutely.
Not to mention we outnumber those clowns 1,000 to 100,000 to 1. So.
That's right. That's right. No, you don't want to mess with these people. Any updates on the availability and price of ammunition and primers here while I got you on the line here?
Well, the price is going up. The availability is also rising slightly. So if you need ammo, boy, you better get it now, because in 3-4 months, it's not going to be long. People have to realize it won't be long. When they try to implement a social credit system, you have to understand commerce as you know it is going to disappear. We cannot allow this to happen in this country. You're going to see the financial system collapse. They're going to have to collapse it to implement their social credit system. You can't allow this to happen. What we need to do is go back to a precious metals-backed currency, and that's the only way to solve the problem. Otherwise, it's going to be the same situation that happened in Baghdad 12 hours after shock and awe began. When things collapse, the only thing you're going to be able to trade with, the only thing that's going to function as money for you, are food, water, fuel for running vehicles, a running vehicle, guns, and ammunition. That's it. Those are the basics, folks. That's the only thing you're going to be able to trade for. Possibly medicine, if
well,
you have some
medical. I'm looking at tobacco products. I've literally never smoked a cigarette, but vacuum-packed cartons of cigarettes, I think, would have some value.
Well, when people are scared, they're not buying cigarettes. See, this is the thing. You have to understand that I'm sure that it will have value down the road, John. But when things first turn ugly, it's guns, ammo, running vehicles, okay, food and water.
Well, that would be an extreme crisis. Absolutely, you're right. Yep.
Yeah, and this is the thing about human nature that so many people still don't understand. And when you're short of food, I mean, look what happened to Ukraine. And people say, oh, you can't fight the government, you can't this or that. Well, the Ukrainians were not even armed, and Russia invaded them, and they're still fighting over Ukraine. Now, they passed out guns to people that had no training and blah, 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 right? But imagine Russia trying to invade the United States. The number of armed people here, the number of 50 cals, I mean, the helicopters wouldn't, there wouldn't be anywhere a helicopter could fly and not get shot down with a 50 cal in this country.
It is pretty amazing. It is.
They didn't have 12.7 HMGs in any numbers. They didn't have Stinger missiles in any numbers. So, you know, of course, we try to get them Javelins and Stingers and things like that, which, by the way, probably disappeared and will be used against us at some point, a certain percentage of those. But the bottom line is America is a tough nut to crack. And by the way, the terrain they're fighting on in Ukraine is not the Ozarks. And it sure isn't the Rocky Mountains. There are places in this country that are going to be really, really, really tough to deal with. Say again.
Most of Ukraine is pretty similar to Kansas, pretty flat farmland.
Yeah, they have a tremendous amount of topsoil and farmland there, and they grow a huge portion of the food for Europe. So,
Roger that. We got a call here, Sam. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I was wondering, down where you are, what would be the price per ton of ammonium fertilizer right now? I'm looking at 800 here, 837 per ton, or 935. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, we're over 1,500 here in most places.
Okay. Yeah. I was doing some research.
You know, gas in America is $5 a gallon. It's $3 a gallon in Mexico. People ought to be asking some questions right now.
Right. Okay, so what I'm getting at is this is I was doing some checking on thunderstorms and how much a thunderstorm, how much nitro or nitrate a thunderstorm can generate, say, over the course of a 24-hour period. Or over the course of a nighttime, let's say, and you can get up to 10,000 tons of ammonium nitrate falling from the sky in a 12-hour period, say. Now, when you take the price you just mentioned, 1,500 times 10,000, 10,000 tons, you get quite a big number there.
And, yeah, you're in the millions.
Yeah, tens of millions and more. And essentially, if you can get that, it's free, you see. Well, what we got up here, at least I've noticed, is we don't have as many lightning storms, I think, as what we used to. Okay. Now, one was trying to build up yesterday. I live on the fly path on the approach of an international airport here. And we just can't get a lightning storm. Now, the theory I got is that what's coming out of these airplanes is a metal, which is actually shorting out the atmosphere, and it's reducing the charge in the atmosphere, so you can't get the lightning, you see. And I think this might be something to do with they want to control the nitrates, you see. Obviously, the price is high, but you could see that if you could get the lightning, I don't know, but where you're down in Missouri, you still have the same amount of lightning as you used to?
Sure.
You do?
We get thunderstorm. We actually had thunderstorm clouds on the north side of Lebanon yesterday afternoon, and I was watching the lightning, which I probably shouldn't have been doing, but I was outside in the front yard just watching the lightning and looking at the buildup of clouds. Yeah. So, what causes lightning is basically friction and static that build up from the large cumulus clouds and the thermal inversions and all of the friction and movement in the atmosphere. I'm not sure how you could reduce lightning by spraying metal into the atmosphere. You could do it locally short term, but the metal's going to fall out of the sky and be on the ground in short order.
Oh, no, I agree with you there.
And so I'm not sure that we have enough metal to put in the sky to significantly affect the what you're talking about. The real electrical charges in the atmosphere are in the ionospheric layers, the D layer and the E layer and the F layer. Yeah. So from a scientific standpoint, we're generally not flying in the ionosphere. So I'm not sure about this theory. It's interesting, though.
Yeah. Anything else, James?
I got things, but I'll let
you... Okay, well, hold on to the break. Hold on to the break.
All right.
The latest consumer price index lie came out yesterday. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday's report on the consumer price index shows prices up an average of 9.1%. That's the worst report since 1981, and it's actually worse. Forget the average reported by the government who causes the inflation in the first place. Look at the things that you actually buy. The three things everyone needs to live are groceries, gas, and utilities. Those three things together are up 37% over last year. Make no mistake, this is entirely the fault of our federal government. To paraphrase Milton Friedman, only government causes inflation because only government can print money. Using the trickle-down theory, it's actually our fault. We, the people, keep putting the same overspending establishment crooks in office. To help fight this inflation, I have lowered the price of t-shirts at liberty-lighthouse.com/store. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. As Sam said, we have a powerful pulse coming from the sun, a coronal mass ejection set for tomorrow. The EMP Shield devices do protect against coronal mass ejections as well as EMP, with a very nice $50 discount for each of my listeners to protect your home, your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And James in Vancouver has a follow-up question. Go ahead, sir.
Coronal discharge. Do you ever get to see the Northern Lights down there in Missouri?
No. Nope, we're too far. We're too far south.
Yeah, I understand. Well, anyway, the discharge is real big. You might get to see them.
Yeah, that could that could be. You know, a lot of people, they hear us say things like this, and they don't know what to do. What you want to do is you want to take your phone, your cell phone, your communications equipment, your battery chargers, any lithium batteries because they have chips in them, any radio comms, that type of stuff. Wrap it in bubble wrap, seal it up, wrap it in aluminum foil, wrap it in bubble wrap, stick it in a galvanized trash can that's been sprayed with truck bed liner, and you get this information ahead of time. You just take 20 minutes, throw everything in EMP cans that you've made yourself, and tomorrow night you pull it back out and go on as usual.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, hey, James, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We got open lines. You got a question or comment? This is Firearms Monday at 512-248-8252. Sam, it looks like the powers that be, the CDC and National Health, National Institute of Health, is getting ready to ramp up another make-believe pandemic. They're already advocating in Los Angeles County that the mask mandate be re-implemented. It looks like they're getting ready to do this all over again. I think their goal is to once again have mail-in ballots so they can steal the next election.
Yeah, we're going to have a pandemic every election now because we allowed these damn criminals to steal the last election successfully. What happens when you reward a dog for doing the wrong thing? Will they continue to do the wrong thing because exactly. They're getting rewarded for it? You know, and what we need to do is start hanging these criminals high in trees. We need to video it so the whole world can see what happens to people that create fake pandemics. That stupid doctor, I don't know if you saw, but she admitted in her book that she lied to the Trump administration and changed the CDC data and basically deceived this whole country. I mean, this stuff that's going on right now,
More specifically, she deceived her boss, the President of the United States, to get her boss to do things that shouldn't have been done.
That's exactly right. Dr. Birx needs to be in jail along with Fauci. The FBI has been investigating Fauci, but what have they done? Nothing.
Right?
Yep.
The FBI is a criminal cabal. The federal government is now run by criminals. The people you see on the media, including on Fox News, the vast majority of them, they're actors, they're liars, they're operatives for the New World Order. Almost everything you see on television now is a deception, a form of propaganda.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable what's going on in this country. The good news is there are people all over the world waking up to this. Look at what's going on in the Netherlands right now. They don't even mention it on the news. But the farmers in the Netherlands have straight up revolted. The Netherlands government has been stealing farmers' land and placing restrictions on farmers and ranchers, telling them they can only grow half as many, they can only have half as many cows, and they can only do this, that, and the other thing. All of this state-sponsored Nazism.
Roger that. We got a break. We got a call and hold. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot of content there you literally can't and won't find anywhere on the internet. Articles by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, published nowhere else on the internet. The latest intelligence briefing put together every week by a friend of mine, a former counterintelligence agent, give you the news from around the world in an easily digestible form. And of course, other articles that will entertain you, educate you, make you happy, make you angry, make you sad. There's lots there. You can spend many hours at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm happy that the MyPillow folks reached out to me for me to become a dealer for MyPillow products. Gentlemen, you want to be a hero for the ladies, for your spouse, and the ladies in your life. You might want to check out the MyPillow line of products. Elegant sheets, pillowcases, pillows, of course, sleepwear, all kinds of wonderful products that the women will love. And you'll love them, too, as far as that goes. And, of course, last but not least, the energy cleaners. I'm getting a fresh shipment tomorrow, and we'll have everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. If you've got issues with arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get your life back. Check out the energy cleaner, the Micro Plus throws, the mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, this is Firearms Monday. The website, if you want to check out the training, upcoming training, look at the wonderful video to teach you how to properly clean your rifle. You can do that at freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone number, you want to sign up for a class beginning Wednesday afternoon, you can do that. Participate in a group purchase of thermal imaging or get a custom rifle build. Give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, let's see, where are we now? I've lost track. Is James is finished, I think, isn't he? Is James from Vancouver? Do you have another comment? Are you still there?
I think James is gone.
James is gone. So we'll go to Mark in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, since y'all were talking about, I guess this caller, I didn't realize that there was like a big solar blast possibly CME coming our way. I thought I've heard before, instead of like the galvanized trash can, I wonder if you guys know, I mean, this might be a little bit more technical or whatever for maybe Andrew, I guess, could have answered it this morning on EMP Shield. But what about a microwave? I've heard that it's basically an operating kind of like Faraday cage itself, because I recently just we had to buy a new microwave, and so I got one that's broken, but I'm just wondering if I could just throw some stuff in there, if you think that might actually be heavy duty enough for do the job.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get some protection from a microwave. It's going to depend on how well it's sealed, and it's not as good as a galvanized trash can. But for small items, you could bubble wrap it, throw it in a microwave. It would help, absolutely.
I got that metal. I got that metal tape that.
It's shielded. The microwave, the microwave is shielded, and you could always tape around the seal of it.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys have heard about that as well, I've heard of it before.
Absolutely. That's a very good comment there, Mark.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion.
But, I mean, here's the thing. This is a broken microwave, so I don't know. I would suggest if other people are going to try this, unplug their microwave from their power source, i.e. the grid.
Yeah, you want to unplug the microwave, make sure you wrap something in bubble wrap, and then a little bit of aluminum foil, and then some more bubble wrap.
No.
Throw it in the microwave.
Right. It's not a problem because it's being unplugged. Not an issue. Okay, Mark, thank you.
Yep, hopefully that helps. Bye.
Okay, yep. And our next caller, of course, is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, gentlemen. This is for Sam. So I'm an old guy, 308. And I just had a general question about if I'm able to hit what I'm looking at 100 yards, what's that going to do to the target?
Okay, so a 308 is a great round to use 500 yards and in. It's not the best for wind deflection out at 800, 900, and 1,000, but the vast majority of shots are going to be a lot shorter than that anyway. So
I'm
you're
looking
asking
at 100 yards, Sam.
Yeah, you're asking me a question about terminal performance, Fred, and I need to know what bullet you're shooting. What's the projectile?
Well, I got a whole bunch of stuff, but I'm just, full metal jacket is about the basic thing.
Okay, so
and
that's
then
the
whatever
worst
happens
thing,
after that, I don't know.
The FMJ is the worst thing you can use at 100 yards.
Really?
Okay. Because I guess we've got a little bit of time. I could go into this.
Sure.
All right. So when you shoot a human being with a bullet, you've got flesh, you've got bone, you've got airspace. You shoot a guy in the chest, you might hit a rib going in. You might not. You might go between ribs, or you might not hit a rib. You might hit the liver. You might hit the heart. You might whistle through the lungs and out the backside and touch almost nothing. Okay. Now, a full metal jacket bullet is way too hard to stop a human being with effectively. Notice that I didn't say it's impossible. Because if you shoot a guy in the spine, or you shoot a guy in the head, or you hit the heart with an FMJ bullet, the guy's done. Okay? The problem is it doesn't happen all the time. And when
and
you
I have
choose
a bad shot.
Well, that might be to your advantage, actually. But when you shoot someone with a bullet, you basically, the most ideal situation is if the bullet penetrates an inch and a half to 2 inches and then begins to fragment. Because if you can get a bullet, and the ideal thing for 300 yards and in is a bullet called a 110 VMAX in 308.
Okay.
We use it in the 300 blackout. We use it in the 308, the short-barreled 308s. And when that bullet hits, it goes in about an inch and a half, and then it absolutely grenades. And it creates this incredible shock wave that even if you miss the heart or miss the spinal cord, you get this tremendous shock wave that hits a CNS, or what we call a central nervous system area, and it stops the person immediately. It literally drops them almost like a headshot.
Yeah.
And so what you want to get, Fred, if you're going to shoot 100 yards and in with your 308, if you're in a property that's wooded or you don't have any long shots, is get some ammo with a 110 VMAX in it for your 308 and make sure that's the first stuff you use. Now, there's a caveat to that. If you're shooting into vehicles, you want an AP round or you want an armor-piercing round, because a bullet that fragments when it hits human flesh is extremely effective if you hit the human first. It's not as effective if you hit glass first, or you hit sheet metal first, or you hit sheet metal and interior of a vehicle first, that type of thing.
Right.
So the devil is in the details when you talk about terminal ballistics and what actually happens to shut someone down. You know, we had a hostage situation. I'll give you an example. This guy took two female hostages in a bank. This was 20 years ago. And the SWAT team deployed. He demanded a getaway vehicle, so they provided him a getaway vehicle. And then he was moving from the getaway, from the bank to the getaway vehicle to get in and drive away. One hostage in front of him, one hostage behind him. The sniper with a 308 and a 168 Match King bullet in a federal gold medal round, which is what the snipers used 20 years ago, made a perfect headshot on the perp from about a 35 to 40 degree angle. So he had a hostage in front, a hostage behind. He was dragging them to the getaway vehicle. This guy is offline of those three heads about 35 degrees, and he shoots the perp in the head with the 168. Drops him instantly. The bullet exited the perp's skull, changed direction 35 degrees, and hit the woman in the head and killed the hostage.
Oh,
the same
wow.
bullet, killed two people.
Wow.
Okay, now, if that guy had had a 110 VMAX, that bullet would have fragmented inside the brain, blown the top of his head off, and the woman would still be alive today. So
I just wanted to add something from my past, with my past friends from the Vietnam era. Couple of these guys I knew real well, they would talk about some things, and one of the things they talked about was when they did inspections, Marine Corps, they had a show of 16, but in reality these guys used 14s, and when they were in the bush, that's what they used. So they would they would take extra rounds for the 60, I guess they were 100 round belts, and hang them around them, so they had ammo for themselves, they could feed the 60. But the one story I remember so well, he was telling me, when these guys were standing behind trees, I don't know what the diameter of trees in Vietnam was. He said the 223 wasn't getting it done. He says, but when they set the 14 up and started running at the tree, the guy would jump out as it was chewing the tree, and then they had a guy ready to take him at that point. And I always remembered that story, and what these guys could do in the field, what they could come up with, it was amazing. Well, I don't want to take any more of your time. I hope I can hit what I'm aiming at 100, and God bless you, Sam. I've been supporting you since the beginning.
Fred, we
love you,
man.
A very good day.
Thanks for the call, brother.
Thanks for your call, Fred. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Rodney in Illinois. Good morning, Rodney.
Hi, John and Sam. First, Sam, thanks again. I've heard you say before and extol the virtues of the average American farmer. And you are 100% correct. And sadly, I know it for a fact. But, you know, you've heard the character MacGyver, a jack of all trades, super human, who could, what MacGyver is. Well, anyhow, that's your American farmer.
Yep.
And I think if anybody ever rises to the occasion, I mean, the farmer, the combine breaks down right in the middle of harvest. Well, the farmers I know, they don't call up the John Deere dealer and wait 3 days for a mechanic to come out. I mean, they get out there and get it done. So anyhow, thanks for that, Sam. John, it's been a long time since we talked. I have three things I want to talk to you about. One, were you aware that there is a Vietnam memorial that rivals the D.C. memorial in Perryville, Missouri?
I'm very aware of it. I was just talking about that with a friend the other day. It's about an hour and a half drive from me. Yes.
Yeah, my wife's a close cousin has been donating some personal Vietnam effects to them, and he knows their story very well. The guy that actually donated the property and donated the funds to make this thing happen, I think would make an excellent interview on your part, and I think my wife's cousin would be more than happy to, maybe give you his
version. Well, sure. Have your cousin give me the contact information. I'd be glad to talk to this guy. Sure.
Okay. Thirdly, and most importantly, John, I have what I think could turn into a regular sponsor for your program. I'm going to give you the name and his website.
Okay. Well, right, we'll off the bat. Call me when the show's over, and we'll talk about that.
Who do I call, John?
My number's at my website. My number's at my website.
All right, I will call you immediately after show, and we'll go into this a little more.
Sounds
the
good.
Name
I
is
appreciate it.
Let me drop the name. It's Underwood Ammo. UnderwoodAmmo.com. Personal friend of mine.
Sounds good.
He has like 20 employees, and he has a problem. And if he came on as a sponsor, he could not sell anymore, John, because his problem is there's a bottleneck in the brass. He has only received 40% of the brass that he's ordered at the beginning of the year or last year.
Yeah, we all have that problem.
If he only had the brass. Well, anyhow, he has plans to correct that problem. Now, these are long-range plans, but I think you would be fascinated to talk to him. And I don't know if he has a budget for advertising. He doesn't need to advertise, which is a sad thing, because he sells everything. You can imagine 20 employees run reloading equipment all day long.
They
shut down because they run out of breath. Well, you know, that's the third thing, John. And maybe it'll work out as a sponsor. And I think your program, you and Sam, would be the premier, introduction, to another ammunition provider. But, I just thought it might work, and I can give you some more information.
Sounds good, Ronnie. I look forward to talking to you about it. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Okay. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello?
You're on the air, John.
I have a question for your guest. Is the current weather, the severe weather and drought we're having in the West, is this the... what is behind that? Is this a weather modification project set up for to disrupt the election in some way, or possibly set us up for something?
It's just normal fluctuations in the weather. Yeah, I haven't seen anything that's three standard deviations outside of the normal fluctuations yet.
Okay, John, we're almost out of time here. We thank you for your call. Our next caller is Dean in Montana. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, good morning. Sam, I had a question. I have an AR-10 in .308. I'm using 10-round Magpul magazines. And when the magazine empties out, the bolt will not lock back. It just goes forward with no round in the chamber. Is there something I can do to fix that, or is it the magazines?
Okay, so there's two possible causes that are common. One is that the ammo is not of sufficient pressure to compress the spring in the buffer tube completely, so the bolt is not traveling far enough back to be locked back. So if you could maybe go to a flat wire spring in the rear buffer tube, that might fix that problem. The second thing that would cause that thing not to travel all the way back is maybe your gas block is misaligned, so you're not getting the full amount of gas to drive the bolt back. And okay. I guess we'll answer the rest of this question after the break.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hold on.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we are back. Well, Sam, we have just a minute here to wrap up your comments for Dean and then wrap up the show, sir.
Yeah, so what we want to do is we have to get the bolt to lock back on an AR-10, a couple things have to happen. The bolt has to travel the full distance and get behind the bolt catch, or the bolt catch cannot catch it. Okay, so that's number one. So we're looking at, is our gas block aligned properly? Do we have the right spring weight? Is the ammo the right pressure to work with the buffer spring and the buffer weight? So those are things to look at. The second thing to look at is how the bolt catch is actually operating. So if your magazine follower is worn, it won't push the bolt catch up. If the top line of the bolt catch is radius too much or it's worn, it won't catch the bolt. And you can take a worn bolt catch and just machine it flat on the back side and make that top radius a little sharper, and then it will catch the bolt effectively if that's the issue. Or you can change your magazine followers that are worn that aren't pushing the bolt catch up all the way. But you've got two main issues: bolt travel and then the operation and the surface of the bolt catch. If you inspect those things, I think you're going to find the problem.
Okay, and can you recommend a flat wire spring?
Yeah, Wilson or David Tubbs. Either one. They all both right. make good flat wire springs.
Thank you.
David Tubbside, I think, is Shooting Systems something. So look at Shooting System flat wire spring. Google that. You'll find one. Or look at Wilson Combat.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Sam, we've got about a minute and a half to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, you're seeing the polarization of society. You're seeing this incredible attempt at destruction of our logistical chain, and the effects of that are going to be lack of food, trucks not running. They're attacking this country. It's a different type of war. We are at war. But I want to go to where I was last week, Galatians 5:1, and I quote, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." Okay? We have a moral duty to fight these tyrants. We have a moral duty to fight these tyrants. Get ready, get busy, get in the fight, stand for freedom. John, thanks again. Let freedom ring, brother.
Roger that. Thank you for the call, as always. We appreciate it, Sam. All right, what a day. Well, we got the usual lineup. Tomorrow we'll have Leon Green the first hour. We'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. I rarely know in advance who's going to show up. It could be Leon Green and Jeff Nyquist. We could have Steve Bannon with us. We may even have Steve O'Neill. We'll see. Wednesday, my friend Jeff Nyquist has another hour, of course, all his own, and Professor McKinney. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.